With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is preparing to ask Congress for a huge spending package for Israel and Ukraine. Labeled an urgent budget request, it's expected to total roughly $100 billion, $14 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, along with money for humanitarian efforts, the border, and the Indo-Pacific region.
Making a national security argument in his Oval Office address last night, the president said he wants Congress to pass a large aid package to support Israel and Ukraine.
It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way.
The president said Hamas terrorists and Russia's Vladimir Putin share a common goal of annihilating a neighboring democracy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. We expect to hear from Republican Congressman Jim Jordan this morning as the House remains without a speaker. Jordan, nominated for the post, has so far failed to win the votes he needs to get the gavel, according to correspondent Kevin Frecking.
There is an effort within the Republican conference to appoint a speaker pro tem, to empower a temporary leader of the House who could help move legislation through for the next few weeks.
But there is some pushback against that idea.
Several Republicans have spoken against empowering a speaker pro tem.
Jordan expected to hold a Capitol Hill news conference in a couple of hours. Also at SRNnews.com, a Maryland circuit court judge has been shot to death at his home in Hagerstown, Maryland. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says 52-year-old Judge Andrew Wilkinson, found in his driveway around 8 last night, was rushed to a hospital where he died. And now there are two, a second American journalist detained in Russia. Crude oil futures on the rise amid the Israel-Hamas war. And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 61 points. This is SRN News. America's pastors talk about their biggest challenges.
The Barna Group has been asking clergymen what issues they feel the least equipped to handle with people in their congregations. The most frequently mentioned problem is mental illness. 55% of pastors say they do not think they have the tools to cope with that. Other issues placing high on the list are singleness, chronic illness or disability, terminal illness, job loss, and divorce. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has released 12 Catholic priests jailed on a variety of charges and sent them to Italy following an agreement with the Vatican. Most observers agree that the priests' real crime was being critical of the leftist administration of President Daniel Ortega. The Nicaraguan government has been aggressively pursued at the Catholic Church in recent years. Ortega maintains that the church aided popular protests against his administration in 2018. This is SRN News. No end in sight to the Hollywood actors' strike, about to enter day 100.
Talks between the actors' union SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers resumed October 2nd and ended abruptly 9 days later. The AMPTP says in a statement, talks broke down after the union demanded a fee for each subscriber to streaming services. The AMPTP called it a tax on subscribers that created an economic burden. SAG-AFTRA leaders say it's ridiculous to frame it as a tax on customers, and it was the studios that wanted to shift the model from one based on a show's popularity to one based on subscribers. SAG-AFTRA says it will resume talks at any time, but it won't change its demands. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The housing market slows. Existing home sales fell again last month. Economists say that surging mortgage rates along with rising prices are discouraging would-be home buyers. More details at SRNnews.com.